Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
A happy July 1st to you. Welcome aboard. And Aaron, it is still taking me time to grasp what happened yesterday in the world of sports. Doug asked me this. Doug, during the show yesterday when everything was going on because NBA free agency was happening, Doug asked me and said, like, how would you rank the stories? And I just think that the changing of the guard in college athletics is so far ahead of what is happening in the NBA, because while the NBA is moving and changing, and it's always done that in the offseason, and we have a lot of personalities, to think that two institutions, you know, that have been basically for the last century landmarks in on the West Coast, and I know the Pac-12 isn't 100 years old, but to see them join the Big Ten, it has taken me still 24 hours later a lot to fathom what went down yesterday.
Are you saying that it was weird waking up in Big Ten country today? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. I sent a tweet last night of the Hollywood sign with Big Ten country. Aaron, it went wild. There was one retweet and four likes. Like, that's why Twitter was down last night. It was absolutely crazy. But no, it's just crazy to wrap my head around that. Yeah, to your point, like, to see UCLA and have a Big Ten logo on the image that the school sent out is just crazy to me.
So to answer your question, first of all, I actually do tend to agree with you. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking also I host on the weekends on Saturday. What are Jason Martin and I going to lead my show with? And I do think on the surface, the answer is Kevin Durant, a player that some consider to be the best player in the world demanding a trade. But here's the thing that I keep going back to is Kevin Durant is the latest superstar player to demand a trade in an era where this seemingly happens once every 6 months. And Kevin Durant's a more talented player than James Harden or Anthony Davis or whatever. This is the biggest one in recent memory, but this has happened before. And guess what? In a couple months from now, it's going to happen again. His current teammate Ben Simmons just did it a few months ago. UCLA and USC leaving the Big Ten for the Pac-12. One, they shake up college sports as we know them. And then two, there's just a million trickle-down effects. And I know there's a million trickle-down effects with Kevin Durant too. But UCLA and USC shake up college sports as we know them forever. And I think that this is just the beginning stages of what could be a crazy, crazy couple more months in college sports.
The fact that Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn and is asked to trade doesn't change the fact, Aaron, that you and I or anybody else are still going to tune in to Thursday night on TNT, watch the doubleheader, and then watch Inside the NBA afterwards. We just don't know if it's going to be Kevin Durant in a Heat uniform playing in some of those games, or if it's going to be a Suns uniform, or heck, even a Lakers uniform. Whatever may happen, we just don't know that, but we do know that we are going to be doing those things in the fall, in the winter, in the spring, Thursday nights on TNT. And we'll be watching other games as well. But the fact of you go around to anybody who has any allegiance to any college fan base to have no idea what their reality is going to be in what really has been such a fabric and such a cornerstone of people's lives. Like there are football fans who know every Saturday they're either going to be at the home stadium or they're going to be making the road trip in the fall to the places that they've done year after year after year. And now you have this move, and not only does it change what happens with USC and UCLA and the other 14 members of the Big Ten that they're joining, but it has effects on every other major school in the college sports landscape.
Yes.
Yeah, it really, really does, because now it's not a Pandora's box thing is open, but in a way that it is, because now the craziness comes not from the big dogs of USC and UCLA, but it's who's going to survive and who isn't. And what teams are you going to be cheering against after doing, you know, having the same teams that you've cheered against for the last 40 years? What places are you going to go? I mentioned just when are your games going to be like? All of those things have just absolutely changed. And college sports was kind of the kids cycled through because they're only there 4 or 5 years, but things pretty much stayed the same. And I know we've had some changes with Texas and Oklahoma recently and a decade ago with A&M and Missouri, but I feel like we kind of weathered that sort of, you know,
sure,
that sort of storm. But now I think it's just because we are on the verge of everything changing that is just such a whole new world that I'm still having a difficult time trying to grasp.
Well, and I think, you know, somebody driving around right now, long holiday weekend, I think they could sit there and say it's hyperbolic to say that it affects every team in college sports. That's not hyperbolic, and here's why. Even if you're an Alabama fan, a Florida fan, a Georgia fan, and your place is very much set in stone in the college sports hierarchy, whatever it looks like 5 years from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, at the same time, yesterday's move opens up the idea of exactly what you just said. It seemed as though even with the Texas-Oklahoma stuff last year at this time, could there be some calm? Could there be some was everything going to slow down? Now, does the Big Ten have another move? There's a report out right before we started right before we went live here that the Big Ten has informed Oregon, Washington, some of the other Pac-12 schools that they're not interested. But does the SEC feel like they have a move that they have to make? I mean, there was a report this morning that some of those prominent ACC schools, and I don't want to name any individually because I don't think we know who they are, but they're trying to figure out, can they get out of their TV contract with the conference because they don't know what the future is. And so whether you're an Alabama fan, whether you're a Cincinnati fan, whether you're a Boise State fan, it doesn't matter. This impacts everybody. And again, it feels like it's just the tip of the iceberg on what could come, not only for the Big Ten, for the SEC, but obviously the Pac-12, potentially the Big 12, all these other conferences as well.
My initial reaction yesterday on the news, one part of it has not changed. And as soon as I heard USC and UCLA leaving, I thought the Pac-12 was dead.
Sure.
And I still feel that way 24 hours later. I don't see any way. And I know, like, this is what happens in scenarios like this, Aaron, as you said on Twitter. Everyone starts to think, like, how do you replace?
Yes.
You know, okay. Oh, hey, guess what? Boise State, San Diego State going to the Pac-12. It's not the case. Like, that, it doesn't work. And even to the fact of, Aaron, of Texas and Oklahoma and how big of a role they played in the Big 12, realistically, we had already seen some of the rocks crumble down from that with the, you know, departures of other schools that we mentioned earlier. We had also seen this conference transform from basically the Southwest Conference to the Big 8 to the Big 12. So to have those schools move is not as shocking as it was to see USC and UCLA.
For sure.
There are no replacements. Absolutely no replacements. And I know you can't replace Texas and Oklahoma in the Big 12, but again, you could say we're kind of used to it. At least people our age that have seen these moves before. And there are a lot of college fans that remember maybe Texas playing in the Southwest Conference and then them moving to the Big 8 and forming that. This is just so catastrophic.
Yep.
That there is no way that, you know, the Big 12, I guess, kind of just rolls with the punches and says, hey, there's a bunch of schools here that maybe we can add, and we do add with Cincinnati and Houston and BYU and UCF. But with the Pac-12 and how much their identity was USC and UCLA, it's just irreplaceable to me. And that's why I think that the conference is dead. And it's also to the point of what you're talking about with the ACC that I think is so important, because for any of the other conferences that are looking to make moves, whether it be more the Big Ten or more the SEC or even the Big 12, Oregon's going to be there. Washington's going to be there. Those schools are still going to be there because they don't have anywhere else to go. So, like, if you're those three other schools, I'm focusing on the ACC now, and I'm focusing on Notre Dame and trying to figure out, who can I pull that would make the most sense for us? And if we can't do that, guess what? We can go back to those other schools because they are likely, you know, looking for a home. I don't see it sustainable for the Pac-12 to survive this absence of UCLA and USC. And that's why I think it's so different than what we had a year ago with Texas and Oklahoma.
Well, it's ironic that you kind of bring up that analogy of there's no replacing them, because I go back a year and I say it's ironic because when Oklahoma, Texas left the Big 12 for the SEC, the analogy that I made, Dan, and it's ironic and you'll understand why in half a second, the only thing I could think of was, do you remember the summer after Kevin Durant, yes, we're somehow there, went to Golden State? They had won 73 games. They lose in the finals to Cleveland. Then Cleveland, they signed Kevin Durant, and then they win in five against Cleveland, and it's not even competitive. And that next summer, the whole conversation was, well, what do the Cavs do to match KD going to Golden State? And it's like, there is no counter move to signing the second best player on the planet and adding him to a 73-win team. And I said the same thing about Texas and Oklahoma leaving. The Big 12 may survive, you know, for the time being, but you can't replace those two brands. And I think it is even bigger, as you just said, in this case with USC and UCLA. The obvious reasons, the TV market, the budgets, the history, USC by far the most successful football program in the conference, UCLA the most successful basketball program in the conference, the Olympic sports, all that stuff. But it's just, it's also just a metaphorical. And like you said, in theory, yes, the Pac-12 put out a statement here earlier this morning that they're united and they're moving forward and they're considering expansion. There's no replacing it, and there's no replacing what those two schools brought. And yes, there may still be a Pac-12, although, as you said, I don't think it's happening, because right now, part of the reason the USC and UCLA left when they did is because the TV contract is coming up. So there's no TV contract. Everybody is a free agent in 2024, and they may be putting out a statement about how they're united and all that stuff. Yeah, let's see what happens if somebody calls Arizona and Arizona State, or calls, to your point, Oregon and Washington. So it's a conference that is on the brink. There's no replacing USC and UCLA, and that's why it's so seismic. I mean, Oklahoma Texas was huge last year. This feels even bigger today.
It is. It's when you look at UCLA and USC's role in the Pac-12 and how they not resented, but I think that there was some they didn't love that everybody was getting an equal share because they felt so much like they were superior to the other 10 schools. They're in the second biggest market, you know, the traditions of those programs. And I think that that was always a sticking point in reading a lot of what's happened over the last 24 hours. And what's really happened over the last 12 years, it's kind of been an underlying current. So now USC and UCLA are gone, and to the point of, guess what? Like they weren't leeching off of USC and UCLA, but USC and UCLA always felt that they should get more. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in the Pac-12 and you're trying to, you know, sell that united front, the question is, all right, then who moves up to the top two spots that, by the way, as we both said, aren't replaceable? And then do the other schools, are they trying to then leech off in Oregon or Washington? You know, like if you're Oregon, you're in the same conference, but you're not in the same class as mm-hmm. Oregon State or Washington State. And that was the part that you bothered USC and UCLA so much. So it's another reason why I don't think that the Pac-12 is sustainable, because then you're going to have these other schools. Now, Oregon and Washington may feel like, hey, we stuck around. We're part of the schools that have planted our flag with the Pac-12. We deserve more. Well, the other member schools aren't going to want to do that. I think Arizona State and Arizona, to your point, are going to want to do that. No way. And so it's 24 hours later. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I do know that the Pac-12 is dead.
Well, and yeah, and like we said with Texas and Oklahoma, you can add teams, but there's no replacing them. It's the same with UCLA and USC. But I just go back to, again, there's no formal TV contract in place. You know, it's very interesting, by the way. A new Big 12 commissioner was hired 2 days ago and wasn't supposed to start in office until August 1st. If that guy's not on the phone right now with fill-in-the-blank school or whatever, then he's not doing the job the way that he should be. And it's a fascinating time, but I think, and I know we're going to talk about it throughout the show, I think it's a little bit of a sad time for those of us, and I know you're one of them, Dan, that love the traditions of college sports, that love that college sports isn't professional sports, and that for a time, yeah, not anymore, it was regionalized. There were these historic, you know, Pac-12 versus Big Ten in the Rose Bowl, on and on. A lot of that, I do think, died yesterday as well.
It's funny you mentioned the Rose Bowl, because that was my biggest feeling. But then I was going to put a tweet out, but I know everybody would say the Rose Bowl has been dead for 20 years. Well, I don't agree with that. I don't think that's right. But the old Pac-12 and Big 10 matchups, that's done with.
The traditional Rose Bowl, the way that, yep, Jim Harbaugh showing up as a Michigan quarterback, that died 20 years ago. But you look at the TV ratings, and I know part of it's on a holiday. Most of the NBA playoffs would kill for the ratings of last year's Rose Bowl, Utah versus Ohio State, a supposedly meaningless bowl game. I think it outrated pretty much every NBA game all season, obviously NHL, on and on and on. The point being, people still care.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer, in for Doug Gottlieb on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Check out the latest lines for the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. KD wants out, but where can he realistically go? That and so much more next year on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
NBA fans, listen up. You gotta try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the code Doug. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the code Doug. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive.
touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Byer, sitting in for Doug today. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. To give us all of the answers on what is going to happen over these next couple of weeks in NBA free agency and so much more. Actually, it doesn't have to give us all of them, just some of them. Fox Sports Radio, NBA Insider. Read him on NBA.com. Mark Medina joins the program again. Hello, Mark. Happy Friday. How are you?
I am doing well. Just enjoying the soap opera that is the NBA. It's the
My goodness. I thought it was going to be slow this offseason. I don't know why I thought that, but that's shame on me. We got to start out in Brooklyn. My question in this part is this. What's going to be more difficult for Brooklyn to do a deal with? Is it going to be trading Kevin Durant and ultimately likely trading Kyrie Irving? What obstacles do the Nets face, and who's going to be tougher to deal?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the answer to that really depends on what's the Nets' philosophy, because they're certainly not going to get any challenge with having interest from Kevin Durant on the other side, unless you're the Los Angeles Lakers. That Kyrie Irving is basically getting no interest. But I think, you know, as far as what's best for the Nets organization, I think that Kevin Durant would be more challenging simply because there's a lot more variables that they have to weigh in terms of how many teams might be interested, what can they get back in terms of any combination of all-star caliber player, role player, draft picks, where with Kyrie Irving, it's pretty clear that the Lakers are the only teams that are bidding. And so now it comes down to how much are you willing to put up with Russell Westbrook and any of the depressed assets that the Lakers have in terms of Talen Horton Tucker or some draft picks. So because of that, I don't think there's going to be any resolution today. I think the Nets are going to take their time to try to feel all this out so that they make the best decision. That's not what's best for Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving, but what's best for their organization itself.
So, Mark, you mentioned what's best for the organization. What am I, as a guy who doesn't cover this league 365 days a year like you, what am I to make of the Nets trading a draft pick for Royce O'Neal and then giving a contract to Patty Mills? Seems a little counterintuitive when apparently Kevin Durant is also on the trade market. Am I crazy on that?
Well, I think that I understand your skepticism, but I think it's also to the Nets' testament that, look, they're not going to be about tearing it down and being in rebuilding mode. They want to still have some serviceable role players, and if they can get some draft picks, that's great. And I think that's a window into what they're going to expect out of a Kevin Durant deal. It's not about what the Houston Rockets did when they traded James Harden, incidentally enough, to Brooklyn, where, you know, it was just about tearing it down, getting draft picks and collecting for the future. I don't think the Nets are having this appetite about just trying to start over. They were only, you know, two years removed from, if Kevin Durant didn't step his foot on the three-point line, they could have been in the NBA Finals, right? So I think it's fine the way that they're doing that, but I think that what is instrumental is they need to make Ben Simmons available. I know that that is a challenge in and of itself because of his injury history, how he's handled his own issues this last year from an availability standpoint. But, you know, outside of the Miami Heat, where contractually the Heat want to be able to include Bam Adebayo because of, you know, rookie extension rules and the salary cap, they got to be willing to part ways with Ben Simmons. But other than that, I'm fine with them collecting assets. It sends a message that they're looking to try to make moves that will still keep them in the contention for next season.
Mark Medina joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Byer sitting in for Doug Gottlieb on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Find Mark on Twitter at MarkG_Medina. So Jalen Brunson goes to the Knicks, and that's not a surprise. My question to you, Mark, is how did this all play out? Because it seemed that right when free agency starts, Brunson's gone. Even before that, I think news broke. And then we heard there maybe was a meeting with Dallas. But now, with him not going back to Dallas, what do the Mavericks do without Brunson? And how much of a player could they be in any of these future moves?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, let's pick apart a few of these things. Look, I'm not naive to how the NBA works. You know, even in years past when 1201 hit, or in this case 601 hit, and all of a sudden people are agreeing to deals. That's just not realistic. But it seems like the goalposts were even more this year, where it was clear that they had discussions even well before the day of free agency or a few days before. And so I think that while it's impossible to legislate and penalize players from talking to other players, or in Jalen Brunson's case, penalizing him from talking to his dad, who's an assistant coach with the New York Knicks, there needs to be more severe penalties than, oh, you know, you're going to have to give up a second-round pick, because the Knicks or any other team, for that matter, is going to just view that as a tax write-off, the cost of doing business. And so there needs to be more penalties. Now, where the Mavericks go from here, it's tough, because I don't think that they have a lot of assets outside of Luka Doncic. You know, Tim Hardaway Jr. is a good asset, but it's all a bunch of just decent role players, no game changers. But maybe that's enough if you package all those players together, as well as draft picks, of enticing the Brooklyn Nets to give up a Kevin Durant, or in the Utah Jazz's case, giving up Rudy Gobert. You know, clearly the Mavericks showed that they're much better without Porzingis, but there was still a missing piece when they went up against the Golden State Warriors in the West Finals this year, that they need this definitive all-star caliber player to pair up with Luka. But it's easier said than done, because they don't have scrub players, but they only have decent players that don't move the needle. And Jalen Brunson was kind of that in-between of this really young guy that is scratching the surface, maybe not an all-star yet, but has that potential. But look, I'm not faulting the Mavericks. They tried to set up meetings for him. I think that they're willing to spend, but the Knicks had the cap space. They had the relationships with his dad that it didn't really matter in the end.
So, Mark, I have a very, you know, kind of random, sort of convoluted question. So Zion obviously gets his big extension, and I understand why the Pelicans have to do it. I get all that. What are the thoughts across the league just –
Are there thoughts across the league? Because on the one hand, yes, you have to do it. Former number one pick. He was an all-star in the 1 year that he was healthy. On the other hand, he's never healthy. The team was awesome without him this year. Pushed the Suns to the brink. I know you have to give him the money. But is there any talk about – I don't know. I just find the whole thing fascinating. The team was fine without him, all that good stuff. I don't even know if that's really a question. I'm just curious what your thoughts are overall.
Yeah, well, it's all relative here. I mean, fine without him, yes, they made the playoffs. They challenged the Suns. The reality is it's the first round. They want to get further than that. So I think there's certain questions marks to be had about his durability because he has struggled to stay healthy, and even if he's been cleared – to do contact without any restrictions since May, you know, let's wait and see till he gets on the basketball court. But I think if nothing else, this all ties together with free agency, that if worst case scenario, they have an asset that they can use in potential deals. Maybe the Pelicans are in the running with the Kevin Durant sweepstakes because they have these assets. That's not to say that they're looking to shop Zion around right now. Let's not get it twisted, but I think it's more for just setting themselves up for either scenario. If he finally gets a clean bill of health and is the Zion that they expect him to be ever since they drafted him, or if worse comes to worse, at least they have an asset. But I think that they are convinced that, you know, maybe there's a middle-of-the-road scenario, that even if Zion is struggling with staying healthy and he's only going to be available every so often, they do have a good young nucleus with Brandon Ingram, with a veteran, with C.J. McCollum, and a really good coach with Willie Green to show that, you know, they can not only put Zion in the best position to succeed, but all their chips aren't just on him. So it's a very delicate balance, but I think that the Pelicans at the end of the day felt like they'll deal with the headaches while having Zion under contract versus having no asset at all and being unable to get anything in return for it.
Mark Medina joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Last one for you, Mark. Trade today, Malcolm Brogdon leaves the Pacers. How does he fit in with the Celtics? Do you like that deal for Boston?
Love that deal. The Celtics, look, they already have their championship contending type core with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. And Malcolm Brogdon is another guy that could really enhance their already strong defense. And I think that this also provides an immediate contrast of what Brad Stevens is like as a GM versus Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge was always about just collecting draft picks and resisting pulling the trigger in getting other guys to complement their young players. And look, it's not to say that Danny Ainge's approach was wrong. He's a really good executive, and there's a reason why the Jazz have him in the front office. But I think if the Celtics in particular right now, they have that window to compete for a championship, and you don't want to squander that opportunity. So why not make changes that don't blow up the team, still keep the core in place, but find really good players that could increase the depth. And Malcolm Brogdon checks that box surely from a defensive standpoint and possibly from an offensive standpoint. The good thing is, unlike his time with Indiana, he doesn't have that pressure of being the number one guy. He can fit in with the other star players on the Celtics, and I think that he is about the right thing, that I think that that will happen.
He's Mark Medina, Fox Sports Radio, NBA Insider. Read him on NBA.com. Find him on Twitter at MarkG_Medina. Have a great weekend. Safe 4th, Mark. We'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate you guys. Have a safe 4th as well, and let's enjoy the rest of the free agency soap opera.
Oh, the carousel keeps on moving. Appreciate it.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
This is crazy. Like, this is a really, really crazy day. And Monty, I need you to just check your phone for a second.
Yes, I'm checking
because,
it.
Because I think something's going down in the NBA.
Utah is trading Rudy Gobert. Oh, my
there
goodness.
You go.
Oh, my goodness. You are right. It has just been tweeted. Look at you. Good job. Yes. Adrian Wojnarowski, a bomb. Utah is trading Rudy Gobert to Minnesota. But that's it.
Wow.
That's all we know right now, you guys.
Wow.
Rudy Gobert to Minnesota. Wow.
T-Wolves
so
in
what,
it to win it.
But you're going to have Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The Twin Towers part two?
Sure.
Patrick, do you think Patrick Beverly's jumping on a table right now, or how does that work?
he's popping champagne bottles right now. And,
oh, man.
Oh, wow. Guys, that's crazy. And it's just going to get crazier. Back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Monty. that was some crazy news that just popped up. Wouldn't didn't think that that would be a destination. But, you know, the Timberwolves are so intriguing. They may not get a lot of pub, but, like, Anthony Edwards is on his way to stardom, superstardom, maybe.
So can I go in, like, a weird direction on Anthony Edwards?
Yeah.
So it's funny that I bring up Patrick Beverley because, you know, he had this run on TV where everyone was like, everything, he's so good on TV and he's so crazy. And I don't know if you caught any of it, Dan, but he really was just the next guy that went to bat for his, like, all of his buddies, right? And one of the big topics at that point was, do you give James Harden the lengthy extension? I know he opted out this week, whatever. And so I bring it up because Patrick Beverley was, James Harden's a superstar. You got to pay him, blah, 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 blah. And I sat there and said, how many guys right now, over the next 5 years, you know, the four-year extension plus this coming season, would you take over James Harden? And I got pretty far down the list, but one of the guys that I don't think you would think off the top of your head, if I could offer you the next 5 years, Anthony Edwards or James Harden, are you taking Anthony Edwards?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
And so one, I think it speaks to James Harden just ain't that guy anymore, and he's certainly not going to be 3-4 years down the road, but it also speaks to the rocket ship trajectory of Anthony Edwards. I'll say this. You know that I love the NBA. I love college hoops. I do love the NBA as well, but I was blown away. I had not seen him much during the regular season, and then from that play-in game on, I mean, you talk about one of the most dynamic players already in this league. He's that guy.
Yeah, I think, and I'm just off the top of my head, and maybe as you break this down, it wouldn't be as accurate, but I think that if you went next 10 years, and that's a full 10 years, not the first 2 years out of the 10 years, the full 10 years, Edwards is a top five guy in the NBA. I'd rather have Anthony Edwards than Ja Morant.
Wow, that's interesting. I can see that I think I probably would too.
Just over the next decade, and it's not meant to be a diss on John.
Sure,
Morant,
it's a compliment to Anthony Edwards. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
And when you factor in the not only the talent, but you know, better 3-point shooter, the injuries, I think to me is the X factor. I mean, John Morant missed a lot of games this year. Anthony Edwards, I don't know what his it doesn't seem as though he's out very often, and it seems as though he's got a physicality that's built for the modern NBA. So.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. But again, you heard Monty tell you the Jazz trading Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Don't have the details on the package yet. Monty will likely have those details a bit later on in the show. Also later on in the show, Aaron will tell you if college sports are dead as we know them. That coming up 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 Pacific here on Fox Sports Radio. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. And you can find Monty on Twitter at Monty Bolaños. I'm Dan Beyer in for Doug Gottlieb as well. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Coming up next, is Aaron Judge on the verge of history for the Yankees? We will tell you here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Doug Gottlieb Show. I'm Dan Beyer. He's Aaron Torres. Let's play a game with Monty Bolaños.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Monty, what's the game today?
John, tell us what the game is.
Psychic.
Psychic.
Oh, hey, my psychic powers tell me that Patrick Beverly will not be jumping on a table.
I know.
I saw that.
But for those of you that missed it, we had the breaking news about 10 minutes ago that Rudy Gobert is being dealt by the Jazz to the Timberwolves. And we were talking about Patrick Beverly celebrated. Probably not celebrating because he's part of the deal.
Yeah.
So he is going to Utah along with four first-round picks is what I read. Also Walker Kessler, their first-round pick from Auburn, part of that deal. Malik Beasley. So
yeah. That's a lot of picks, and it just makes you think, like, what do you give for KD then?
And Donovan Mitchell. If Donovan Mitchell's available.
Right.
Yeah, he is now. Like, they are in full sell mode.
Right. Nuts. Nut. Freaky Friday.
Yes.
Freaky Friday.
It's for Jazz fans, yeah.
It is. But let's play a little game.
All right.
Psychic. Yes. I guess we'll then let's start with NBA questions since we're on the NBA topic. Yes. All right. So, Kevin Durant, is he going to stay in the East or is he going to join a West team?
I think it would be great for the NBA if he joined a West squad. Then you would have so many intriguing matchups. However, I think he stays in the East, Aaron and Monty, and I'm only saying this because yesterday I said I think he ends up on the Heat.
Really? You think he's going to go to the Heat? That's not where I want him to go, but okay.
Yeah, I don't really either, but
I was going to say, I hate to ruin your afternoon, your Freaky Friday, Monse, but I do agree with Dan. I think it's the Heat because they just have more stuff to give. And I know there's the weird Bam Adebayo, they can't trade Bam Adebayo thing. But if I had to look into the crystal ball, I would say the East and I would say Miami as well.
Wow. I don't agree with you guys on any of that. But okay. All right. Okay. Cool, cool. Will the NBA Rookie of the Year be one of the first three draft picks? So will it be Paolo Banchero? Will it be Chet Holmgren? Or will it be Jabari Smith?
I'll go first. I know Dan's going to say it's going to be Johnny Davis, the Washington Wizards pick. I will say it will be the fifth pick in the draft. Jaden Ivey playing alongside Cade Cunningham. He's a really good player. He's a little bit further along, and I like the fit with Cade Cunningham.
I'm a Malachi Branham guy. You got to realize that.
True.
There's too many pieces in San Antonio. I say yes, that it will.
One of the three.
Yes, it will come from one of the three.
All right, let's move on. Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is just killing it this season, but will he end the season with more than 60 homers?
I'm going to say no.
Ooh.
Yes, I'm only going to say no because I just think it's difficult to keep up this pace later on in the season. And by the way, I go back and forth. Like, if the Yankees have a big enough lead, maybe they'll play in meaningless games. But if they're in meaningful games, even if the opponent's in a meaningful game, you're not going to want to be hurt by Judge. So I'm going to say no, I don't see it.
I'm with Dan a little bit on this one. 12.5 game lead here in early July leads me to believe that they'll clinch the division somewhat early. I will go under 60 home runs.
All right. I want to ask too, so let's get them quick. All right. Who's going to end last in the AFC West? It's always who's going to end first. Who's going to be last?
Yeah, gosh. Sitting there now getting our whetting our NFL appetite.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Man, this is tough.
Can I go?
Go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say unpopular. You're going to blow your mind. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh!
There it is. That's the mic drop. We'll just end it right there.
Hour two, I'll explain why. Don't you worry.
All right. Last question.
Oh, we got another one.
One more.
Jeez.
More passing yards. Tua Tagovailoa or Patrick Mahomes? Who's going to have more passing yards?
It's going to be Mahomes, no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. But again, Tyreek Hill, the best
team. That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. This is Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, where does KD land? We'll talk about it here on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.